The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Friday, but we made it to Friday. There's a lot of unhappy people out there, and there's one thing that this horror, this nightmare that we're all in has done, and it has exposed something that has been rather surprising to me. And I'm not speaking in any way, shape, or form in a condescending or arrogant fashion. I'm just telling you that it has exposed a lot of people as being really far less intelligent than I thought they were. I'm talking about just your regular, normal, everyday people. They're asking questions that are so dumb. It's just like asking someone, if I turn the stove on and put my hand on the burner, do you think I might get burned? That's the caliber of some questions I'm seeing. No one is able to think anymore. No one is able to actually become proactive about any intellectual process. Not nobody, but a lot of people. They just, I don't know what it is. They've been so drilled into screen technology. And whatever's on that screen, that becomes them. It becomes part of their persona. It's all very rudimentary. Anybody can figure it out, but you people are different. You get it, and you ask questions, and I wish I could answer every email I got. I can't, but understand I do try to read them all, and I appreciate them very much. All right. It's Admiral Cooper's night, and we're going to take a shark hunter's trip with photos, as we do when the Admiral is here. But this is an unusual one. This was his 1937 trip to Communist China. What are you laughing at?
1937. I was 2 years 38? Away from being born.
Well, you were an anticipatory child.
Oh, okay.
Anyhow,
this
is
probably forecast in the Bible somewhere.
No doubt. This is an All right, I'm just going to guess. I'm going to guess what year this was.
'85?
'92. Oh,
1992.
Yeah. Okay.
Couldn't be 85. Oh, yeah, that's right. Shark Hunters was in existence then, but...
No, you were around.
Yeah, I was around.
Anyway, the point is, it's going to be very interesting to go look at communist China before it was our biggest, one of our biggest rivals, if not...
Probably the biggest.
I would say, well, population-wise, for sure.
Yeah, well, and as Russia far as has their, their power, Russia, their technological advance.
Oh, yeah. Well, Russia has 140 million people, as opposed to China having 1.4 billion. Billion?
Yeah. Something like that, yeah. But China they've got just limitless number of people and resources. Right. And somebody once estimated if we ever got in war, we couldn't kill them fast enough because the birth rate would be faster than the kill rate.
They keep coming. That's right.
Let me shift gears for a second. I know you've been busy on the air, but I was watching Tucker Carlson a little while ago, and something came out about Biden's daughter's diary. Have you heard about that?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, where she was taking showers with her dad when she was just a kid.
It goes back months, but I did hear about it. Look, the family's is perverted. He's a pedophile. Hunter is a pedophile. These are the worst scum of human beings you can imagine. He's illegitimate. He's unelected. He's not a legal president.
Right.
He's got
every
five guns in his house.
I see something about him and how absolutely revolting he is. I remember the scene in Blazing Saddles when the citizens of Rock Ridge wanted a sheriff, and Hedley Lamarr says, "I will give them a sheriff that will so revolt them." And he sent in the black sheriff, and of course it boomeranged on him. But, you know, that was his intent, send in somebody that was everybody hated so badly. And that's what we got in the White House. That's what, and that dingbat broad that took Psaki's place, just dumber in a box of rocks.
Oh, and, you mean the black, little black dimwit lesbian? Very clever choice, yes.
Well, she fits all the criteria. She's a woman, she's black, and she's a lesbian.
PC.
She what?
Politically correct. Every account. Yeah,
but
sure.
But dumber than a box of rocks.
Yep.
And that position, is especially with this administration, has to be a fast-thinking liar. And this broad falls short on that one for sure.
Well, I can't and won't honestly watch it. I just don't.
No, I don't either. I just
mind. No.
Between that
you see it occasionally. Well, as far as Tucker goes, everyone loves Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson is protecting Hunter Biden.
Oh, okay.
He refused to cover the Hunter Biden story. Refused. He said, "I used to live next door to him. I knew his wife. I'm not going to bring that story up on this program. So for those of you who are waiting to see it, you're going to have a long wait."
I'll be darned.
And people complained to Fox, and Fox said, "Mr. Carlson is not a journalist. He is
he's a commentator.
Entertainer. That's the word they use.
Entertainer. Okay.
He's an entertainer.
So $6 million a year. That's what he's getting paid, is $6 million.
Yeah, well, he is covering up Hunter Biden.
And nobody else is bringing Hunter Biden out.
He's running interference for one of the most vile people that we have lately seen in the media.
And yeah, quite a family, isn't it?
Oh, please. Yeah.
Anyhow, I just thought I'd pass that out.
No, she was taking showers with her perverted father.
Yeah, that's what the diary says, allegedly.
Yeah.
And seven.
Well, you've seen the picture on my homepage of him kissing the little 4-year-old boy on the mouth. You've seen the video of him accepting the vial of adrenochrome.
See that one.
Oh yeah, broad daylight, airport. I think it's the Tennessee governor. His son was around 14, 15, and he handed the creeper a vial of red liquid,
The
creeper put it up his sleeve, right there in broad daylight, right on the video. It's adrenochrome.
Yeah, that's another whole section of history that probably never going to come to light.
Well, it already did.
Well, I mean,
the video's around.
Yeah, okay.
I'll send it to you if you want to see it. I mean, it's obviously your adrenal glands. It's adrenochrome. It wasn't tomato juice. I guarantee you that.
No, you don't put tomato juice up your sleeve. You drink it.
Well, and who gets it from the son of a governor on the airport tarmac when you're standing up getting ready to speak?
Yeah.
Come on. Look, we are just being dragged through the swamps of the most vile satanic immorality imaginable. And that's
without
the game.
Question.
That's part of their game.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they're trying so hard to cripple Trump to where he can't run again, whether he would want to or not, I don't know, but... And I think, this is a first prediction here, I think our Senator Rick Scott might have thoughts of running for president because
he'd be
of the way
he's... better than DeSantis.
Well...
He hasn't openly bowed down and groveled at the Wailing Wall and put on his yarmulke and admitted that he is a servant of that tribe.
Well, I don't
Sorry.
Know.
Facts are facts.
But, Rick Scott's a nice guy. I met him when he was running for governor the first time. Nice guy, but I don't think he is as electable as Trump would be. But anyhow, I digress.
Don't rule out. Now, this is no joke. Don't rule out a surprise run by Elon Musk.
Oh, that would be interesting.
You heard it first here.
Yes, I heard it first here. Yeah, that's right. Wait a minute. He can't. He was not born in the U.S. Of course, neither was Obama.
Matter?
But
thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. The Kenyan fairy with the football player wife.
The truth of the matter is he was born in Seattle.
Who, Elon Musk?
No.
Oh, the other guy.
Obama. Yeah.
Well, that's another option.
Well, you didn't see the documentary.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you didn't. You really ought to look at it.
Yeah. Don't mind me. I'm drinking my Coke. Keeps me awake at this hour.
Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
Who was it that just said
Pepsi.
They want to put the Coke back in Coca-Cola? Coke.
I don't think they can get away with that, but I mean,
probably
it's been out since the turn of the last century, hasn't it?
Someone said it. Here, the documentary, as I've said many times, Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert. And it's a kind of a satire on the book Dreams from My Father, his alleged biography, which he didn't write. Anyway, it's a documentary, and it shows the whole story of who his real father was, and it wasn't the goat herder, and the whole story about his mother and the communist Frank Marshall Davis, and on, it's all there.
Right. We're chasing down a story about who his mother's grandmother is, but I'm not going to get into that on the air. It's something that will...
His mother's grandmother or his grandmother?
His mother's grandmother, which would be his great-grandmother, I guess. Hmm. And also about Evita Peron, but I'm not going to say that.
You already told
me
a little bit about that. We don't need to go there, but yes.
Well, yeah, it's about to bubble to the surface, but I'll talk to you off mic, not tonight.
Okay.
I have to walk the dog after we're done talking. It'll be midnight before I hit the sack.
The dog walks you.
Yeah, it's a powerful animal.
All right, now let's go to our guests section and load up our photo gallery.
Norberto did a really good job, I think.
Good. All right. Here we go. Pull up those pictures, ladies and gentlemen. Shark Hunter's historic trip to communist China. Okay? It's a lot of fun. What prompted you to go to communist China in 1992?
Because I could get into there. Places like this. Soviet uh-huh. Union, I was in the Soviet Union. I brought a group. Well, they were the Russian Republic then, but they were still pretty closed. Communist China, we went places nobody else could at that time. It was 30 years ago. And there was interest. As I put in the teaser, we had 22 people in my group, and almost half of them were spies.
Spies for whom? The American government?
Mostly the American government, yeah.
So these were Caucasoid American citizens who had been recruited to quickly join shark hunters and go on this tour.
Yes, some no. We'll cross that bridge as we get to each picture that pertains. Also, the other side wasn't sleeping either. We'll get into that, too.
That's funny. No, 92, 31 years ago, yeah.
30 years ago.
30, exactly. Here's the first picture. By the way, who set this up? I know you did a lot of the work, but, I mean, you had to go through some channels that had the juice that could turn this thing on and off. And who did it for you? Was it State Department? Was it their government? Was it both? What do you think?
That's so long ago, I can't remember.
All right. Picture number one. You need some Entenmanns.
Picture yeah, I
number
do.
One. That was the best damn store-bought pastry I ever had.
Oh, I know. Charlie Entenmann left a legacy, and when he sold it to whoever bought it, they kept up the same high standards. And man, but I don't dare eat that stuff. It's great, but I pegged the needle on my blood sugar meter.
Well, you're sweet enough. You don't need enough.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, gosh.
Gosh.
Picture number one. Harry writes, these are profound words. We received a very friendly welcome.
Oh, I'm a profound kind of guy.
All right,
really rolled out the red carpet for us. I mean, they got this side, warmly welcomed the American Dint soldiers. Dint soldiers, I guess, in Chinese would be submarine sailors. Friendly delegation for visit to China. They rolled out the red carpet, as you'll see as we go along. They were so nice, but that was 30 years ago.
Now, they don't like us. Did you see the video I sent you?
No, I haven't had a chance to watch it yet today. I've been trying to scramble and get a audio tape out to Bo Lemoore. You're familiar with that last name, are you, Lemoore?
Yes.
Yeah, Bo is a member. His dad was Louis Lemoore, the greatest Western novelist
writer.
Ever.
How many books did he write? 100? I don't know. Some crazy
I don't know, but when Bo joined, he sent me a whole case of books. It was a small case of books that his dad wrote, all different, not the same ones, but bunches of them, and I'm having a hell of a time getting the time off to read them.
Well, yeah.
He was a great writer, and his son is also a novelist. We're helping him do a novel. I'm not going to say much about it because I don't know how much I'm at liberty to say.
Okay. All right. Well, the Chinese of today, it's a cultural thing. They don't like Americans.
Yeah, most likely that's what they're being taught. North Korea was the same way. Some friends of ours that have a tour organization, they went into North Korea. Every place you go, they had billboards and everything showing American pilots being paraded through the streets by kids with bayonets and a burning airplane in the background and stuff like that. I had a chance to bring a group over there, too, but I heard about this. Plus, you're expected to bow down as you pass every statue of whatever the guy's name was that founded this dynasty. And no, we don't bow down to statues at all. So we didn't go. And that they don't like Americans at all.
President Kim.
Okay.
Old Kim.
Kim Il-jong.
Well, okay. No, it was Kim Il-sung was the first
one. Oh, Sung, that's right. Their family name is the first one, so it's Kim, that's the family name.
It's like Smith.
Like Cooper, Harry Edwin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Kim Il-sung, or Sung Il-kim, was the legend.
Something like that.
Now, I have a video that I sent you, which you haven't been able to see yet, and I have read the captions to the audience a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do with a Communist Chinese Party, a big shot, or one of the ranking members, apparently. On the left half of the screen, on the right half of the screen, are six other people, and they're listening. And this guy on the left is laying it out, and he makes many statements that are fascinating, one of which is they have an antidote, but there's no way they're going to give it to the Americans. He said everybody who's gotten a shot in America is going out the door, feet first,
yeah,
and so forth.
This
guy, wait till you see this video.
Okay.
All right.
Probably over the weekend.
Number two. All right, there's...
Yeah. This is our group as we were being welcomed. We had gotten off the plane, and now we had in Russia and in China, nobody goes anywhere by themselves. You have to stay in the group. We almost lost our Japanese guy there. He got lost at the Temple of Heaven, and it was a bitch trying to get him back because you got to stay in a group. And besides, we can't speak Chinese anyhow. So if you look at the letter A on that, and the guy right above the A, that's Mr. Liu. And he is the first spy we will identify. He was full Colonel Liu of the Chinese, the People's Liberation Army. He's in charge of counterintelligence. He was introduced to us as Mr. Liu, the owner of the travel agency over there, but within 2 days we found out he was Colonel Liu of counterintelligence.
Well, he does stick out like a sore thumb, just a little.
He's wearing a suit, and the rest of us are not. That's me next to him there. You notice all the white hats that everybody has. We had special hats made, white, with a beautiful stylized dragon on it, and it says Shark Hunters in the Land of the Forbidden Dragon. You walk out the door of your hotel, you can't go 5 minutes, and the hats are filthy because the air is so bad over there.
And this is 30 years ago.
Yeah. They're still making coal-fired steam locomotives.
Yes. Yes, they are actually manufacturing them right now, and they use them all over the country.
Yep.
Look at all those spies there. Amazing.
Yeah, the hard thing about spies, they don't look like spies.
Well, that guy does.
Well, Mr. Liu, okay, if you say so, he looks like everybody, every other guy over there.
That's where your wallet went. It's in the back right side of your trousers. He got it. Look at him.
Oh, okay.
All right. Number three.
Number three. That is Anna, our national guide. She was a sweetheart.
Huh? Probably a colonel in the spy service as well.
No, she was a major. Her name is Guilan, and she taught psychological warfare to their generals in their war college. So she's spy number two.
That's funny.
on the Chinese side. Her assistant, Su, was actually Lieutenant Colonel Xu, and her father was Field Marshal Xu.
Wow.
Don't have any pictures of Su, though, because she was kind of in and out. She was preparing everything. But Anna is such a little cutie. One of our guys, who was an actual spy, fell in love with her and wanted her to come back with him to the United States. And she says, I can't. I have a son. He said, well, bring your son. And she says, I have a husband, too. And he says, don't bring the husband. But it never cleared.
No comment.
No comment.
Her is a dry dock, and there's a ship in dry dock there.
Yeah. We got to a lot of places. I don't have so many photographs, but we got a ton of videos, and I think they should be up on our website, but if not, I will have Megan put them up pretty quick, because we had them up, and then you remember I had Tiffany running my website, and
I know nothing about that.
Out.
Nothing.
Yeah, I had to show her the door. But anyhow, this is Anna. I learned a lot of interesting things over there. We were on a ship crossing the Yellow Sea once, and those Chinese are just jammed elbow to elbow, and they don't consider it rude or impolite to shove and push. And so we were going through the crowd, and, you know, as a Westerner, a Western civilization, if you're with a woman in a big crowd, you put your arm around her waist so you don't get separated, and the guy goes first to open the crowd. And that's not the way it is in China. She told me a lot of guys were saying, how can you let that man put his arm around you? So, and like I say, it was a little hard to get used to them pushing and shoving in front of you. I had
still
one of
doing
those
it.
Huh?
Still, they're still doing it today.
I would imagine. They're short people, and I had one of them gigantic video cameras from 30 years ago that you had to put on your shoulder, and your elbow sticks out, and the elbow stuck out about the same height as their head. So I just walked forward, boink, 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 and clear right on through. So now you've met the second spy, the Chinese.
All right, picture number four. This raises interesting questions.
What question is that?
Who are the camera operators on the left, and why are they, they're Caucasian, and why are they
videotaping? Well, the one, that's me. The one with the reddish tie, that's me. Right above the letter A.
You must have got a haircut.
I got them all cut.
All right.
Anyhow, A.
Hot jokes. Okay.
Yeah, I know. Bad joke. The letter A, I don't know if you could consider him a spy or not. His name was Robert Carnoyle, and he was a field whatever for Jane's fighting ships.
Okay.
And B, you see B down there, that's Yoya Kawamura. He was an actual working spy for Japan.
That's Japan.
Yeah. And he's the guy we lost at the Temple of Heaven, and the Chinese have no love for the Japanese.
No,
but
they don't.
He, as a spy, which I didn't know he was a spy at the time, but he spoke fluent Chinese, and so he got back fine. And by the letter C, she is now Major Gui Lan. Not just Anna.
How do you know now? Are you in touch with any of these folks still?
No, unfortunately not. We lost track quite some time ago. I would have loved to have stayed in contact with her and with the officers we met, which you'll see later on. But unfortunately, the door slammed shut pretty quick. You know, this was a spy trip. They were checking us. We were checking them. We were taking pictures.
Were you told this by our government before you engaged in this operation?
Told what?
That you were going over there with people in your group that were there to collect and collate
information. I knew that some of them were. I knew some of them were, but I learned more later as I went along. in the group.
All right, so, what's on the plate that she's holding?
She's making Peking duck for me. You got to roll the duck up inside this little Chinese version of a tortilla, and then you put plum sauce on it, and damn, it was good. So after that, every time we went someplace, I'd have her fix my meal for me, because I just tell her I'm all thumbs. I can't do anything. So I think she was under orders to be super nice.
Be all that she could be.
Yeah, she was in the Army, the PLA, People's Liberation Army.
But she's holding a plate, and that's a pretty big duck on that plate. You see that picture number four?
I see it.
That's your Peking duck?
I think Beijing that's where duck. She's going to chop it up for individual servings.
Where's your seat, Admiral? I don't see it.
I don't remember where I was sitting 30 years
Probably
ago, but I assure you I had a place to sit down and eat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they're not on camera, only by sheer coincidence, but there were quite a few Chinese Navy officers there, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just, to show the colors.
Got it. Was this in a restaurant?
No, this was the officers' club.
Okay. Very good. Okay, picture number cinco.
Cinco. Or in German, das ist fünf. This is how we had regular meals. It was not quite so orderly. You notice the food flinging around. By A, that's Commander Jones. He was from Naval Intelligence, Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. O-N-I.
B, that Bill Ball, he was not a spy. He was a former SEAL officer.
He's a shirt designer, too, I can tell.
You noticed that, huh?
Yeah.
C is Red Nordenberg, who was not a spy, but he was a combat submariner American. Mm-hmm. And D was a young guy named Lewis Twine, and he was also a spy from Washington, D.C., Naval Intelligence. And the way we found out, when I had advertised our tour, he calls up out of the blue, "Hi, my name is Lewis Twine, and I'm interested in your tour to China." I said, "Well, that's great. We'd be happy to have you." And I looked at the roster. I said, you're not a member of Shark Hunters. And I said, how did you hear about us? Because I haven't advertised to anybody except our members. Our professor in school told us about it. I said, "Oh, good, your professor must be a member, too. What's your professor's name?" Professor Stephen Jones. Well, Stephen Jones was actually the guy you see there, item A, who was a U.S. Navy commander. He was executive officer on USS Tennessee. And, okay, fine. So I figured, well, maybe somehow somebody had passed over one of the applications. I get their checks, for God's sake. U.S. Navy, U.S. government checks, and in the memo part, it said what Naval Intelligence Department they were in. Duh.
Very shrewd. Well,
yeah.
You're throwing names around here right and left. I guess these people are safe now.
Well, I would hope so. It was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Some of them are dead, like C there. Of course, he wasn't a spy, Red Nordenberg, but he was a submarine guy during the war.
Mm-hmm.
He died. He was a great guy. Sad story. He was madly in love with this gal. He went off to fight in the war. She married somebody else. He was so brokenhearted, he never married anybody else. That's true love.
That is interesting.
He was a neat guy.
Often. Nice little honorarium. Okay. Number six. Typical
number
Chinese
six.
Wet market. Now, quite seriously, You went down and you saw a wet market, and that.
Oh yeah.
That I don't even want to talk about it much. That is so repulsive.
I could be starving, crawling on my hands and knees, starving. I wouldn't eat nothing out of one of them wet markets. You know, each one of these restaurants is a very narrow restaurant, but it goes back a ways. So they could get as much storefront on the block as they could, as many storefronts. And, and they'll have a terrarium out front with snakes and lizards and stuff, and you're supposed to pick which one you want. The waiter or the cook, whoever comes out, pulls it out, beats the thing to death, bashing it onto the sidewalk. Then they take it inside and cook it. No! Hell no, I'd starve before I'd have some of that nasty stuff.
Well, I hope
stuff.
You didn't run across cages with dogs and cats in them. They
no,
do that, too.
I don't know if that was Chinese. I know it's Korean and Vietnamese
China.
And Laotians, but I don't know
I've
if they do that with...
Of, yeah, no, Chinese wet markets, they have dogs, cats, all,
okay,
all
well,
kinds
but
of
I never
small
saw
mammals.
Dogs and cats, just snakes and lizards and mm-hmm. gorgeous, gorgeous women in front of each restaurant with the slit all the way up to their hip on their skirt. And your first impression is it's a happy house, but no, it's a place to eat horrible stuff.
Yeah,
I'll leave that for somebody else.
Yeah, number seven.
Number
Temple
seven.
Of Supreme Harmony.
Look yeah.
at all those white hats.
Yep. A couple of the people, the guy on the far left in the picture there in the blue jacket, he was a Marine stationed in Qingdao when it was still called Port Arthur. And there I am in the front with that gigantic camera off my right shoulder. That's Commander Jones. My left shoulder, that's Rolly Hostrider, and the guy in the jacket is Tequila Jim. We'll talk about him later. And the guy in the black jacket on the far right, that's Red Nordenberg again. The guy above Red Nordenberg, you can just barely see his head, and he's got a mustache and a smile. He was a computer operator in Pearl Harbor. Yet we're going up the river, you'll see later on, we're going up the river, and there's dozens and dozens and dozens of warships all over the place in big nests and everything. And all of a sudden he says, oh, there's a such-and-such class destroyer. I said, what? Who? Where? Oh, the fourth row back, the third ship in. I said, how the hell do you know? He said, well, look at all the radar arrays up there. It's typical to that type of ship. I said, you're a computer operator? No, he was naval intelligence out of Pearl Harbor.
Hmm. Funny. What is the
so
sign?
The first part of this, we're going to be looking at travel and tour stuff, then a little more of the infrastructure, and then military after that.
Okay. Number eight.
Number eight.
Where we are? Yeah, number eight.
Yes. We went to see the pandas. You see me there with the camera up taking pictures?
Yes.
These are the laziest damn animals I have ever seen, even worse than a sloth. That thing just laid there the whole damn time we were there. But I thought we'd take some pictures of the pandas because, you know, they're very rare. They loaned us a couple to the Washington Zoo many moons ago, I think back during the Nixon era.
Mm-hmm. Ping pong. Yeah.
Okay.
It was a swap. Okay, number nine.
Number nine.
On the ground?
Yeah.
Got a red zero.
A red circle. Just showing you how lazy these damn animals are. That's a pile of poop. This thing pooped, and he's laying in it. That's a panda right behind there. He's laying in his own poop.
Well,
just,
what can
you know,
I say?
Yeah.
Kind of
I just threw that in
itself,
for a human interest.
Very, very, yes. Well, okay. Number 10, morning wake-up ritual.
Yeah, we were still in Beijing at that time. We stayed in five-star hotels. Mm-hmm. And the first morning we were there, I woke up, there's bugles playing outside and all this, and I was about 15 stories up, and I look out the window, what the hell? They had all these people lined up at 6 in the morning, and they're doing their Tai Chi and all their movements. Looked like a scene out of Roadhouse. And these guys were up there directing everybody on their exercises, I guess, to keep everybody fit.
Ant colony.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Number 11.
Two more of our agents. Under A, Tequila Jim. He was on USS Blower at the end of the war. And he was a CIA asset on this trip. And B, that's Rolly Hostreiter. He was a PBY pilot during the war, and he was also a CIA asset. And there's the Great Wall. You'll see more of
What about the guy to the left in the plaid pajamas?
I don't know who the hell he is. I think he escaped from a circus.
Gee.
Not one of ours. I saw him. I saw him in the picture. I have no idea who he is. Chinese, somebody, some other culture. I don't know, but he was not with us.
Maybe he, this is a Mandela effect.
I have no idea. All I know is I wouldn't dress like that.
You know what the Mandela effect is?
No, tell me.
You got to look it up.
Okay, I'll look it up.
It's you remember things in the past, but they weren't really there. Like that guy might not have been there. But here he is in the picture.
He's in the picture. Oh, well. Anyhow, the reason we call him Tequila Jimmy, he brought over two suitcases. One had clothes in it. The other had really fine tequila.
And they let him bring that over?
He got it there somehow.
Well, CIA, see?
Okay.
That's how you do it. They cleared it in advance.
I always wondered about that.
Okay. Picture number 12.
12, yeah. We're already quite a ways up in altitude, and we had to walk from where I'm standing all the way up to that watchtower. And let me tell you, you look close inside that red circle, you can see how it's no longer a walkway, it's a stairway, a steep stairway. And I was the first one of our group, and this was 30 years ago, and I was in great shape, and I'm wheezing and puffing and huffing, and I'm thinking, if I have a heart attack, there ain't no 911 here, all these people are going to watch me die, but I'm going to be the first shark hunter up to this post, and I was. And I felt like I'd been three rounds with Muhammad Ali by the time I was done.
Oh, you did that 3 years ago in Argentina.
Yeah, I know. I just haven't figured out that I'm an old man yet. I don't think I'll ever figure that part out.
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, good.
You keep at it.
Oh, yeah.
Number 12. Okay, we'll go to number 13 now.
Yeah.
So what did you what did you think of the Great Wall? Big deal?
It's incredible. And they say that the only thing on Earth you can see from the satellites, you know, those space shots without a telescope, is the Great Wall of China. Of course, they forgot about Tip O'Neill's nose. But they say you can see it. It goes 13,000 and some odd miles. Now, we were taught that it was to protect China from the Mongols. And about every quarter mile or so, they've got a little fortress-looking thing there where the soldiers actually lived with their families. Because, I mean, you can't send people out from a base to a place 13,000 miles away overnight. So they had to live
13,000 miles.
Yeah, 13,183 miles long. Now, was it there to protect China from the Mongols, or was it like Hadrian's Wall in England to keep the soldiers busy so they can't sit around and think. You know, soldiers always have to be busy. If you're ever in the military, you know, you cannot sit around and relax, because if you relax, you might think, and they can't have soldiers that think.
They
have to obey. And
spells coup d'etat, right.
Yeah, something like that. So anyhow, this yellow squiggle I put along there, we could see him. You can't see it in the picture, but there were a whole bunch of Chinese soldiers dressed the way they were way back when the wall was built, and they were putting on some kind of show, performance, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I took a lot of video on, which you won't see here on the snapshots, was the Chinese acrobats. These people were just incredible. I couldn't restrain myself. I got out of my seat and walked all the way to the front, shoved people out of the way, and I'm right by the stage filming it. Those Chinese acrobats are just incredible. At least they were back 30 years ago.
There's I don't know if it's a touring show or not. But it's Chinese, and they're dancers, and they're very acrobatic dancers. It's a great big production. What's it called? Something?
I don't know.
I can't remember off the top of my head.
Chinese
acrobats something. Shen.
Okay.
Shen. There, I got it. Okay. Shen Yun, Y-U-N. Shen Yun. Performing arts.
Oh, okay. Those Chinese acrobats were just incredible.
Todd, you talking to me?
Little kids, 4 years old, and doing things that, you know, professional gymnasts were doing.
Right. Yeah, I'm maxed out. I'm right on. If you're talking to me, Todd, I'm maxed. Thank you. Stop
We're still
laughing.
Learning this, eh?
Shen Yun.
Okay.
I have a 1946 microphone. It's got to be dealt with properly.
Whatever you say.
So Shen Yun.
1946. Shen Yun. I think I remember seeing that advertised, but that was ages ago.
Yeah. Well, they have ads for them up, and it is a world tour, so it's a touring thing, performing arts. It's supposed to be pretty phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now, picture number 14.
14. Here we are at that one guard post that I damn near stroked out to get up to it. And when you get up there, what is your reward? You can buy a certificate, a nice size certificate, that I don't know what it says, but it's in Chinese, and they tell me that it says, I conquered the Great Wall of China. So, okay, maybe that's true. Maybe I signed up for the Chinese army, I don't know. But they put a chop on it, which is a stamp with your symbol on it, mm-hmm. and it's got ink that dries within 5 or 6 days, so you couldn't roll the damn thing up. I had to leave it flat in my hotel room until the ink finally died. I got it around here someplace. If I find it, I'll hang it up on my wall.
Do you have videos of this up on Shark Hunters?
I don't know if it's up or not. I should have checked before I went. Maybe I'll check right now. When we hit your first break, I'll check and see if it's up. It should be up. It was up. Now, whether it came down when we got rid of Tiffany or not, I don't know. But I'll find out.
Tiffany's been gone for 2 years, at least.
Something like that.
Yes. Odd how she pops up all of a sudden. Okay. We're going. Number 15, entrance to the Forbidden City.
Entrance to the Forbidden City, that's correct.
Yeah.
This is Tiananmen Square, and the the marks from the tanks were still on the pavement because we were there just shortly after the student uprising.
I was going to ask. I didn't think it was that long back.
Well, I'll Google that,
30 years ago. Wow.
30 years ago, yeah. Where the guy was standing in front of the tank and all
yeah,
that,
sure.
And we saw the tank
yeah.
tracks. Also there in Tiananmen Square, they have Mao Zedong's body. And now I've seen Lenin in the Kremlin. Mm-hmm. And Lenin looks like he could get up and walk out. Mao looks like a dead Chinaman. He don't look like he's going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
Take a peek here, and if you look closely at figure A, you'll see the dragon on the hat.
Sure.
That's Joe Burgess. He was not a spy. He was a Brit who came over to the United States and joined the U.S. Navy, and he rode the submarines. Mm-hmm. I forget which one he was on, Blenny. I think it was Blenny, USS Blenny. And B, he was a great guy, Jim Sisley. He was our NSA guy, and he was the one who was madly in love with Anna.
Hmm.
And he died under very strange circumstances, probably an accident, but this was some years ago, about you know, 5-10 years ago. He was taking a shower, and he apparently was pretty vigorous with his scrub brush, and he opened up a wound, and he had been taking blood thinners. He got out of the shower and was tired and laid down in bed and just bled out. That doesn't sound right, but yeah.
No, it doesn't. Was there an A carved anywhere on him?
No, I don't think so. What's the A for?
Anna.
Oh, no.
Get
no,
it?
I don't. Anna did
all
not
right.
come with him.
No, I know, so. But revenge. All right.
Could have been. He was a great guy. He had a great sense of humor. He had a name tag, you know, like everybody has a name tag, and it says Sisley. Sometimes he had a name tag that said nobody.
Good.
He had a dry right. sense of humor.
Yes. Okay, hold on. We'll be back to our 1936 tour of Communist China in just a minute with Admiral Cooper as we roll along on this Friday night.